WildCountry.fm, your country favorites. I'm Burrito Bob, your Monday afternoon, and joining us for Wild Country Connects right now, Dave Cohen of Secom Federal Credit Union. Dave, good day.
How you doing, sir?
Very fine. Now, I appreciate you joining us today. It's hard to believe, but we are just over a month, maybe 5 weeks before the start of a new school year for many across the North Country.
Unbelievable. I can't believe it. And, you know, it's funny. I was going to say it's BTS season, and that's not the famous K-pop band. It is back to school. And, yeah, so today what I want to talk about is some tips, because back to school is when a lot of parents, they spend some of the most amount of money that they are, you know, during the year. It's holiday season, maybe graduation season, and then, of course, back to school season. So, you know, parents, if you want some tips, you know, want some ideas on what to do, well, we're going to talk about that today. Okay, so think about last year. All right, maybe you don't need to buy everything on that list because you may have some. Make use of last year's items. All right. You know, typically students will receive a list from their school on supplies that they need for the year. So before you head out the door, take a look at what you have. Write down exactly what you have, and that way you'll be like, you know what? I don't have to buy this or buy that. You'll save some money on things you already have. There's nothing wrong with a hand-me-down pencil. Okay? So make use of last year's items. You know, and that could even include clothes. You know, maybe your child didn't have a huge growth spurt. Maybe they can wear a lot of the clothes from last year. Yeah, you know, one new outfit will probably make them feel really good, but you don't need to, you know, get their entire wardrobe in check. Unless, of course, you know, they had a huge growth spurt and all those clothes are no longer of use, okay? Make a list, all right? Make a list. After you figured out what you don't need to buy, look at what you do need to buy and write it down, okay? It might be worth identifying, too, what they're going to need on the first day as opposed to maybe something down the line. Sometimes the list that you get will have suggestions. You know, maybe they'll need this, maybe they'll need that. But write down exactly what they'll need on that first day and prioritize that. Okay. Once you've got that list down, create a budget. So you know how much you're going to have to put aside for what you need. Check out the prices online. Look at the different catalogs. Look at the store sites and see exactly, you know, what you are going to have to spend depending on what you're going to have to buy. Prices are getting higher almost everywhere. And that does include school supplies. But of course, there's always those sales. And back to school sales happen almost all month long. So yeah, it is the beginning of August, but you might have some sales going on right now, so check those out as well. Find those coupons. Stores will have coupons, you know, reaching out. Maybe you'll get it mailed. Maybe you'll find some online. So take advantage of those as well. And ask the teachers, okay? Teachers are part of the community. See what the teachers recommend. Deals are great. You know, less expensive brands really help with budgeting. But sometimes, you know, the teacher will say, well, we're going to need a specific brand, especially for those calculators. Certain books you might have to have as well. So teachers, you know, are a great resource for, you know, budgeting for this because they know exactly what they're going to need in their classroom. Buy in bulk. Okay, a lot of time, cost per item is a lot lower, especially with school supplies. If you buy in a bigger pack, larger packs of pencils or colored pencils, crayons, paper. Paper in bulk saves a lot of money. Okay, that will absolutely help you stay within your budget, and it will make sure that you have or your student has what they need. And then, honestly, think about next year. Okay, look at what you're spending now. Okay, start saving and get ahead for the next school year. And think about, like I said, what you're spending now. See what you've done and then divide that by 12 for the months of the year. That way you know how much a month you're going to have to save in order to, you know, get ready for next school year. It's never a bad idea to think about, you know, the next year, especially when that'll help you maybe relax a little bit. Peace of mind and finances is really, really important. Okay. You could have the funds transferred into an account, you know, if every payday. That's a way that a lot of people save as well. Saving for specific school supplies, that's something that a lot of people, you know, can really do. Then, you know, you can enjoy next summer. You don't have to worry about that money. You don't have to worry about saving so much, because back to school shopping can be really stressful financially. It can be really stressful when it comes to knowing exactly what your child needs. And depending whether, you know, kindergarten all the way through senior year, it doesn't matter. You got to go out and you got to buy all that stuff. So, you know, follow some of these tips. You'll save some money on some back to school shopping, but still have your child prepared for what they need.